Welcome to BIX Tech in 20, the podcast that brings you the latest news and trends in the world of technology. Presented by BIX, a leading tech company at the forefront of innovation, this podcast will be your new favorite source of insight. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on EV charging infrastructure and its integration with IoT technology. We'll explore the synergies between the two, the challenges to OEM adoption, as well as the huge benefits. We are joined by Gabriel Salvate, Head of Customer Solutions and Pre-Sales at BIX today. Gabriel is a leader in BIX global go-to-market and pre-sale teams, specializing in enterprise solutions, from security to IoT, travel mobility, 5G private network, and more. He has a Master in Science in Industrial IoT and over 15 years of experience in the field. So welcome, Gabriel, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Claire. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Gabriel. So, well, let's just get started then. So what are the main benefits of IoT-enabled EV charging solutions?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Claire. Here at BIX, we are investing a lot on how to support the EV charging market. I'd like to start with some market trends. So in 23, the sales of EV reached 14 million units with a growth of 25% in comparison to 22. In 24, the shipments will reach 18.5 million units, of which the 9% is represented by electric cars. Of course, when you see the numbers, you need to understand that a lot of things are happening. And in general, the companies who will provide the infrastructure, they need to be, and they need to provide, of course, real-time data. They need to see how to improve efficiency and ensuring always a seamless experience for users and operators alike, right? So when we go to these items, starting from real-time monitoring, I would say that the IoT provides, of course, real-time data on charging station status, usage, energy consumption, allowing for better management and optimization, right? Following the same idea, this will help the operators to track the performance, to detect issues, and of course, to schedule the maintenance efficiently. And in the end of the day, it's the moment where the EV charging market is meeting the IoT market. So these two segments are becoming friends. When I say that, we need to find ways to have two different systems working at the same time, IoT platforms, IoT connectivity platforms, and the software provided by these companies. And when you have these two different scenarios, you need to take in consideration the user-friendly experience, right? So in some cases, it's a personalized service for these companies that should be provided. And just one last thing, we need to take in consideration the cost-saving part. So here we need to find ways to optimize the downtime, to reduce downtimes that, of course, will lead the savings for these companies.
I love the idea of the EV market and IoT becoming friends, by the way. I think that's incredible. But it sounds like there'll be some challenges and we'll be touching on that in a second. But first, could you identify for us like the key opportunities in this market for OEMs?
Yes, of course. So I would say the first one, it's product innovation, right? So as I said, developing advanced charging solutions that will be fully integrated with IoT platforms. As I said, two different words that need to become friends. The second one, when we are following the product innovation part, we need to create user-friendly interfaces. We need to find ways to standardize protocols. The second one is the collaboration with energy providers, right? So these guys, in the end of the day, they need to understand the demand and see how they will deliver this to the market properly. Of course, following and exploring dynamic pricing models requested by them. The third one, I would say the data monetization. So here is on IoT, the data is always the most important thing. So we need to leverage the data collected from the stations in order to offer value-added services, right? This goes in line with the subscription models, with predictive maintenance. And of course, when you have the data, you can target kind of advertisement. And there are two other points to be highlighted. The first one is what we call global expansion. So this is not for the European market or for the Chinese market or for the American market. So we need to explore markets with the growing of the EV adoption. And at this point, sometimes you need to adapt to the regional regulations and start standards that, of course, each country has. And the last one is the what we call fleet charging solutions. In some cases, we need to offer or we need to find ways to offer tailored charging solutions for commercial vehicles, for fleet companies. Of course, always having in mind to develop this in a scalable way.
Okay, so lots of opportunities, but all with some unique challenges. And what can be done to overcome all those barriers and make OEMs adopt that technology much more easily?
Well, while there are significant opportunities, as I said, I would say there are several barriers hinder the adoption of the IoT enabling charging solution, especially for OEMs. I would start with the interoperability and standards. So today, this is a nightmare in the market. So every solution has your own protocol and etc. So here, you need to find ways to manage the protocols and connector types in order to avoid confusions and etc. Of course, OEMs can advocate for standardized interfaces and interoperability. The second part is the compatibility. So what this means, okay, we have an EV charger, we have an IoT platform, we have an IoT connectivity platform. So how we can, you see, integrate these items. The second part is the security and privacy concerns. So in general, OEMs needed they need for fixed IP to contact their device for software update. The second part, in some cases, they can use dedicated APNs, they can use VPNs, they can use Cloud Connect. You see, in the end of the day, they need to understand how they will manage the security stack, security part. Beyond that, we need to take in consideration the multi-network coverage. So they need to have redundancy. If something happens with the provider one, they should have a kind of backup. So any of this, all of these things are linked to the security part. And of course, we have GDPR, so how the data will be managed and et cetera. So we need to take this in consideration, right? Then I would say we have the ROI concerns. Return of investment. So every time you are setting up the charging infrastructure, substantial investments are required. So you need to see, okay, which model will be applied for this. And then you have the monetization challenges. So, okay, I will invest, but how I will get my money back? And that's the reason why the connectivity is so important, because here you can offer always the data monetization and the value-added service for these guys, right? And just to finalize, I would say partnering with BIX, and I to say that, we can, let's say, overcoming these challenges. We have end-to-end security solutions. We have plug-and-play solutions. So we are ready to support the countries which permanent roaming that exists in the country. So we are ready to support these regulatory and policy barriers.
Wonderful. Okay, well, it'd be lovely to hear about some real life examples of these kind of initiatives, I think, if you could share some with us.
In terms of use cases, I would say we have three big subsegments under the EV charging markets, right? So the first one, we can call this as OEM, but in reality, we are talking about charging station manufacturers. The second one, we have the charging point operators. And the third one, we have the charging station software providers, right? So here I'm not able to disclose names, but at BIX, we are onboarding a lot of EV companies during the last months. As I said, it's important to understand their challenge and see how we can bring we can solve their problems, right? So, but when we are looking for the charging station manufacturers, in the end of the day, they need to have a single global eSIM and connectivity management platform, of course, to use in countries that they could have some challenges in terms of permanent roaming and etc. In parallel, it's important to emphasize the security part. So we are 100% ready to support this through dedicated APNs, VPNs, and etc. We also have a product called IoT Safe. So in the end of the day, you can have a root trust running directly in the SIM card, roof of trust running directly in the SIM card, and via the SIM for Things portal, which I like to say it's the state of art connectivity management. They can have the real-time data in regards to the connectivity. So moving to the second use case, talking about charging point operators. These guys, in some cases, here we are talking about big companies, sometimes operating in local or different markets, right? So at this point, these guys, they need to have a kind of turnkey CRM to manage and monetize their end-to-end connected business. So here is how Bigs can bring value. So we have through the SIM for Things portal a reseller module, and they can define everything by themselves. So it's really a user-friendly platform. And the third one, when we are targeting charging station software providers, these guys, they need to buy time. They are always looking for the product integration, right? So when we say when we talk about product integration, it's related to what I said about standardization and et cetera. But here we are ready to support them through a full API-enabled connectivity management platform. Okay, so it's to use. We have everything really well documented, so customers in 1 week can have everything fully integrated to our platform. And of course, I will explore the ability to do a product we have called Connectivity Twin. So here we can bring extra value to the customers that want to integrate device management and connectivity management under the same platform.
Okay, well, last but not least, what's next in this space? Could you maybe share with us some innovations shaping the future of EV charging and IoT?
Yeah. Okay, here I would split this answer in three blocks, right? So the first one, again, I will emphasize the importance of the data. So real-time data analytics. So these companies are looking for insights from charging patterns, energy consumption, vehicle performance. So they need to understand in which time they should do the maintenance or in order to do predictive maintenance and etc. So real-time data analytics, it's extremely important. So and Bix has a solution called Smart. So we are ready to support customers from the connectivity perspective on this. The second one, as I said, when we are interacting with software companies, I mean, the companies in charge to do this, to create the integration between the EV charging and IoT platforms, here we have developed a solution called Connectivity Twin. So basically, you can have the connectivity management platform and the device management platform working together under the same infrastructure at the same point. The idea here is to integrate the solutions in order to buy time during the development phase, right? So you can mirror the connectivity management platform and the device management platform under the same infrastructure, right? So at this point, you will be more efficient managing both informations, right? And the last one, we are launching a new solution called eSIM Hub. So basically, the eSIM Hub is a platform or is a feature in our platform that will allow us to generate local SIM profiles, right? So this is extremely disruptive because at this moment, we can work with roaming we can work in the roaming environment as well as in the local environment. So this will help our customers to not have problems with permanent roaming restrictions, right? Following what I said in regards to the global expansion, we will be ready to support connectivity, to support these customers with connectivity with this worldwide approach. This will be fully set up via the SIM for Things portal, so it's easy to create the local profile and manage this via one single platform. And as I said, another challenge that this market has been suffering. It's with the standardization. So using the platform, you can have the integration easily via APIs. So in 1, 2, 3 days, you can have everything fully connected. So I do see these three trends. Of course, I brought this to how BICS can help the customers, but digital twin, real-time data analytics, and roaming versus local SIM profiles are something that can change a lot the market, the EV charging market in the next years.
Thank you so much for your time today, Gabriel, for sharing your expertise with us. It was very interesting. Be sure to visit BICS.com for more information. If you've got any questions or feedback, don't hesitate to get in touch with us to discuss the themes of today's episode further. Please hit subscribe to get an alert next time a new episode is released. Our next episode will ask, from smishing to AIT, what's the most dangerous type of fraud for communications providers? So stay tuned on that. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you.